State volleyball previews from across the state happening here on KMA Sports. On the line with me for the Class 5A State Tournament qualifiers, I got Amber Hall. She's the head coach of the Pleasant Valley Spartans, qualifying in that 3-6 matchup versus Valley Camp coming up there in Coralville. Coach Hall, let's kind of go back over that postseason run, though. A couple sweeps for you guys over some good opponents. Let's go over the what went so well there for the Spartans.
We have had a great season. We have had the opportunity to play against actually, you know, those top-ranked teams in a lot of tournaments, and it's just been a really great experience, and I feel like our schedule has really prepared us for this opportunity to play at the Extreme Arena in Coralville, and we're just really excited to be there.
What did you guys do really well when you got that qualifying win over Dubuque Senior, getting that sweep there?
Yeah, that was a great game. I mean, Dubuque Senior has had a great season, and they have some very, very talented players. I was just really proud of our girls to, kind of stick to the game plan, mixing up our shots, moving things around, and just being in system so we were able to execute.
And when it comes to the leaders on the team here for the Pleasant Valley Spartans, who's been performing really well throughout the year?
Yeah, so one of our leaders and captains is our senior Isabel Kramer. She's our sixth rotation pin player, and it's just really great to see her. Sorry, that was a bell. But it was just really great to see her really kind of step up in that leadership again this year, and just being that big go-to hitter. I feel like our setter, Maisie Sweers, this is her first year setting for us at Pleasant Valley, and she's done a great job distributing the ball to our hitters. And, in the back row, our libero, Addie Alleman, has stepped up really big as well, being the voice and, you know, kind of demanding the back of the court to step up at different times. So it's just been really great to see those girls step up and play to their potential.
And then maybe what's an area of the game that you're proud of your team? You saw some growth throughout the year from beginning to where we are now.
Yeah, definitely. I feel like our middles are really able to execute a lot more than what we were at the beginning of the season, as well as our other pins. You know, we have Marin Ouellette and Hanley Schmidt that are back in action. So it's really great to see them stepping up and being consistent and strong hitters out there as well. And then just also like our backcourt has just really improved a lot on our serve receive and our defensive movement.
And like was talked about before, you guys will be in that 3-6 matchup with Valley, but actually Valley did kind of nip you guys earlier in the season. That was way back in September. But what's it going to be like being the higher ranked team with the one with the chip on their shoulder coming in?
Yeah, definitely. So we got to play Valley when we were at Linmar at one of those, you know, great weekend tournaments, and you know, Valley played very well, and we did not play well, and they ended up winning. So it's kind of a great opportunity for us to kind of avenge that loss, you know, and just kind of do our best, put everything out there. They're a great team, and it's going to be a great atmosphere. So we're just really excited to have that opportunity to play them again.
And then what's an area of the game that you think they do pose a challenge to you guys now that you've seen them play one time?
Yeah, I mean, their setters are very smart. They have a very high IQ, volleyball IQ, and their hitters are very aggressive. And, you know, those setters get the ball, the best ball to their hitters to give them the best opportunity. And then Valley's really able to execute. Their back row, the libero, is very good and talented as well. So, you know, they have a lot of weapons and things like that. So we're hopefully ready and prepared to give them a good match and just make sure we're ready to go and do what we need to do.
And then with that matchup coming up here on Monday, what's priority number one you want to see out of your team as it's going to be Pleasant Valley taking on Valley High?
Yeah, we need to make sure it comes down to really like a serve and pass game. So we have to make sure that we have our strong and consistent serving. And then we also need to make sure when they are serving, because they are very aggressive servers, that we are passing the best that we can and being in system so we can make sure and execute.
That is head coach Amber Hall of the Pleasant Valley Spartans heading to that Class 5A quarterfinal matchup with Valley, trying to get redemption on to continue their season. Coach Hall, thank you for getting this in. Good luck the rest of the way.
Yes, thank you so much. We really appreciate it.